The following is a Pro Football Network podcast, the primary voice for pro football at profootballnetwork.com.
Kyle Yates here, PFN Live on Radio Row, leading into Super Bowl 58. I'm joined here today by Dr. David Chow. Doctor, thank you so much for taking some time.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So we just literally had Antonio Gates here at the table talking through after his Hall of Fame snub last night. What was your reaction to seeing that?
Mind blown. I mean, by any metric, I mean, he's top three all time. Look, I just saw Tony Gonzalez. I think Tony Gonzalez is deserving of a first ballot Hall of Fame, but Tony, I don't understand it. I mean, I know the Hall of Fame selection committee is, they have their ways, and I know a lot of the members, but they don't say anything. Like, there had, but I don't see a plausible explanation for it. I don't get it. He's going to get in next year for sure, but there is something extra special about
him. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, this is a surprising another guy if LT didn't get a first ballot Hall of Fame. I mean, he's a transcendent player at his position, tops in this, that, the other, top three in any category. I don't get it. And a super nice guy too, obviously.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that he's still here.
He's here.
Right? Yeah. Like, there's nothing to hide. Yep. And he might be the number one story today.
Right. Like, oh, for sure.
But some people would like just say, okay, I'm going to cancel my appearances and whatever. Yep. He's here.
He was here.
So, look, Noel, what are you going to do?
Yep. It was awesome to have that conversation with him. And I think that I'd be doing a disservice to people if we had you on and didn't talk some injuries and sort of expectations. And obviously you and I both work in the fantasy space and talking through a lot of these players. So let's talk Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow, obviously with his injury and ending the season, what are sort of expectations for his recovery timeline going into 2024?
Well, first of all, I'm flattered that you say that I also, like you, work in the fantasy space. You work in the fantasy space. I always say I deal with injuries that have implications for fantasy.
Right.
But like, look, I'm not a big, okay, Scott Fishbowl.
Yep.
I got clobbered this year. Okay. I've been doing it a couple of years. I've actually done well because I guess I drafted conservatively and I always made the playoffs, but I was like Marty Schottenheimer. I was and I was like, I want to go further this year. So I went high ceiling, but I didn't realize high ceiling also meant low floor.
Right.
So Aaron Rodgers.
Oh.
Nick Chubb.
Yep.
Kadarius Toney.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Enough said,
yep,
right?
Exactly. I mean,
horrific.
Yep.
Horrific year. But fantasy expert, no. But injuries, yes. Joe Burrow. On the one hand, I have to be honest, never seen anything like that injury.
Mm.
But correctly in game, based on how he was throw, we said, you know, we don't do diagnosis, injury impressions, we're not examining him. A scapholunate ligament tear, which is what was the instability when he threw it, like, it would pop on him. No way he could come back in the game. Definitely surgery. With that kind of surgery, it likely was a primary repair, which gives great outcome. For example, Brock Purdy was a repair of the Tommy John versus a reconstruction.
Crap.
Reconstruction makes it longer. So I actually am fully confident in Joe Burrow next season.
Yeah.
And ahead of next training camp, but he didn't even need training camp. He's never had one, right? It was a COVID year, contractual, COVID year, coming off the ACL, the calf. He's always done well without a training camp.
Right.
So. But he'll be ready ahead of training camp.
Good. One of the other ones that I wanted to talk through was Anthony Richardson. Now, Richardson came onto the scene and just kind of, I mean, the upside that we see, his mobility at his size, definitely translated to some fantasy football production there. But then, obviously, getting banged up, and leaves the season. What are sort of expectations for Anthony Richardson coming back into 2024 and beyond?
I don't really have any worries about the shoulder. That surgery, it's going to be fine. The worry is, look, for all quarterbacks, and look, I worked with Philip Rivers a long time. He had the longevity streak because he didn't run and he got rid of the football.
Right.
If you try to extend plays and make plays and run, you are taking double black diamond ski runs instead of green and blue runs.
Sure.
So there's more injury risk. So Anthony Richardson, not worried about the shoulder. The question is the risks that you take from running the football would be my worry.
Last one here for you, Nick Chubb. Obviously a devastating and gruesome injury that he suffered at the beginning of this season. He's been through a very, very similar recovery process already in this, coming out of Georgia into the NFL. So what are expectations for Nick Chubb coming into next year?
Well, obviously I told you I picked Nick Chubb, and it's not a keeper league, but I'm not keeping him if it were.
Right.
Look, horrific injury. It's not just an MCL, as they first said. And then they later admitted he went back for ACL. Multi-ligament, knee dislocation. Remember the video, horrific. Can't see it twice. Can't unsee it in your mind. Because Nick Chubb is so special, I'm hopeful that he has a chance to be back in the league and be good. I don't think that will be at the beginning of the season. And it would be beyond expectations to be Nick Chubb great again.
Sure.
This injury is probably worse than J.K. Dobbins' multi-ligament,
right,
where he really wasn't ready his first year back. But then he started getting ready now, the Achilles. Yep. Maybe even worse than that. So I wish him the best, but boy, this is a high bar. It's a knee dislocation.
Yep. All right, Dr. David Chow here on Radio Row. What do you got going on that people, what do you got going on here this week?
You know, it's an unusual week. Usually by Friday, nobody wants me because all the big boys come in. I'm popular early week. But Friday, you got about 8 different stops today and all over the place. And it's just fun to meet people and see people in person. And we're still banging away at Sports Injury Central, SICScore.com. And as soon as the Super Bowl is over, we're shifting right to the combines for football. For example, last year, one of our big calls for the combines is not Tyree Wilson because of his foot issue.
Sure.
Will Anderson projects much better. Will Anderson got the defensive rookie of the year last night. Tyree Wilson, drafted by the Raiders, didn't have much of a season. Mm-hmm. That's not to say he never will, but so far it's panned out. So we're going to look at Michael Penix and his history. We do a lot of, like, I've been to 20 plus combine, so that's big. But we also, you're football, like, we also do basketball. There, so Joel Embiid and other things. So we'll be busy.
Absolutely. All right, Kyle Yates here with Dr. David Chow on PFN Live, Radio Row, leading into Super Bowl 58. Thanks for watching. Don't go anywhere.